stuff from the Eli Young Band. That's Love 8 on the South of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. Having a good time this morning. Justin and Malone providing information, actually provided by ranch fans.
You think we're educating ranch fans on how to get out of a traffic ticket after they've done wrong?
I think it's a public service.
Well, we've opened up the Hall of Records in so much in the fact that if you have come up with the very best excuse to get out of a traffic ticket, whether it was successful or not, that you are passing on to ranch fans, if in fact we deem your excuse as the best, well, then you will go on the Hall of Records. And it's an open forum. I mean, you can't walk in and go, oh, well, no one's got, you know, eaten dinner with a screwdriver and a jackhammer yet. You know, it could be anything. Today, it's traffic ticket excuses.
Mm-hmm. It's a very scientific process, by the way.
It is very scientific.
So, one I've gotten is, lady says, I'm about to give birth. Police say, ma'am, excuse me, but you don't look like you're expecting. And she says, it's a small baby. Good contribution. Thank you for that.
I have a gentleman that said, emailed me and said, you know, one time I got pulled over. And I was going the same speed as everyone else on the highway, but somehow or another, I got picked off. And so when the officer came to the window, I said, hey, man, everybody was cruising down the highway at 85. Why me?
Oh, that always works.
And the officer responded, have you ever gone fishing and caught all the fish?
That is awesome. That police officer should win response Hall of Records. Okay, let's take one more. We're looking for the best traffic ticket excuse.
Hi, my name's Chris. I'm from Weatherford.
Okay, Chris, what'd you do and how'd you get out of it?
If you tell them you got to go to the bathroom, they normally let you off pretty quick.
Do you have to be specific?
I mean, you can if you want to get dirty about it.
See, now, if I was the police officer, I would say, you know what? So do I. So let's make this fast.
Thank you very much for your contribution.
Thank you.
Come on the ranch. You got a good excuse for us?
Well, I'm a cop, so I've heard a lot of them.
I bet you have.
So I'm going to tell you the best one that I've heard.
Okay.
I pulled the car over, well over the speed limit. I walk up to the car and I said, is there any reason you're going this fast? And she is making a grimacing face and she says, I'm going to clean it up. She says, I'm pooping myself.
Oh.
Then I could start to smell.
Okay.
She was. She wasn't making it up.
Oh, so it sounds like a lie, but it wasn't.
And so I said, obviously, you've got worse problems than this. Just go ahead and do what you got to. But, yeah, she literally took a crap on the side of the road.
The good part of the story is whether or not she had cloth or leather seats.
Oh, I don't think we need that much information.
I bet it didn't cost $18 to get that car washed.
Yeah. And you notice he didn't tell us his name or where he works, which is probably very wise in this case.
Well, officer of the law, you know.
Right, we appreciate all you do, and we are happy to announce you're on board with this one, right, Justin?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Congratulations, unnamed officer of the law at unnamed police department. You have just become the second entry in the Justin and Malone Hall of Records. It's very exciting
stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome one day when we actually build the facility, and the second thing you see in the Revered Hall of Records for the Jam Show is poop.
We're a class act around here. So, congratulations to you. A little later on today, you can check 959theranch.com, and you will see your name proudly displayed if you had a name. Instead, it will be anonymous. So, congratulations. There is Hall of Records on the Sound of Texas, 95.9 The Ranch. Stay tuned. Morning Mind Vendors on the way.